Hey everyone,
hello,
live again, and today we're just doing it.
Yeah, pre-recorded, nothing.
No just... notes, no nothing, no chat before. I just pressed play.
Yeah, just let's go.
Yeah, so the 40 days has come to an end. So yeah, I mean, our roads divided pretty early in the process. So you didn't do 40 days of juice fast, but no. Your intention was to kind of join me on the ride. And during this time, you did quite a big transition and how you decide. I mean, yes. You've been going through a lot of stuff.
I have. So. Yeah. Well, I started with the juice and I wanted to do the juice with you. And then we kind of got a new protocol for me based on my iridology results.
Yeah.
And so, for that reason, I switched to eating mono fruit, which I've been doing, this whole time.
Yeah. And you like it, right?
I do like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy it. Yeah. I look forward to it. The fruit is very satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed a little shift in you when you decided to do one thing with the fruits.
Which?
That was when, because we have here at the farm, we have a board where you write what you want. And you started to write exactly what you wanted. Like, so you knew what you would have.
Oh, yeah, I would write exactly each fruit.
Yes, yeah. And then you shifted to allowing the staff just to make you something, one bowl of something.
Yes.
And after that, it feels like your excitement for the fruit went up.
Well, because then it's a surprise. Yeah. I don't know what I'm gonna get. And I got the cantaloupe the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I haven't had in a while.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's nice to have the surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did my last fasting day. What day is it? Monday. So Sunday was my yesterday Sunday was my first. Yeah. I broke my fast. So I've been a little bit like, oh, what am I going to do? And my results has been so amazing. I mean, I've really, really cleaned out my bowel this time. And wow, the amount of candida that has left my body. And I can feel it because I don't have the cravings. I mean, I can have, like, the mind can have an idea.
A mental craving.
Yeah, a mental craving, but the physical craving is not really there.
Mm.
So, and I have decided to do it very intuitively moving forward. But first, let's talk a little bit about the benefits. So my, one of the biggest intentions with this juice cleanse was to clean out the bowels. So yeah, I healed a lot of candida, and to also see if it would improve the pain that I had in my neck.
Right.
And I would say that has disappeared with maybe 85%.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, and so that makes a huge difference. And just overall inflammation and pain in the physical body has just dramatically disappeared.
Yeah,
I feel way better in my body, and I feel much more balanced and calm. And one thing I also said was to kind of slow down the pace and merge my energies with the farm energies. And I feel like that has also shifted a lot. It's like I'm much more tactile with the energies here at the farm, and I'm starting to really tune into that, like the magic of the farm.
Yes, I think that's happening for everyone a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you noticed?
I noticed that I don't really want to leave.
Yeah.
It's not like agoraphobia where I'm afraid to leave, but it's just that I'm so happy that I have no reason to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever I leave, I feel like, oh, a little bit of adventure. And then when I come back, it's like I transition into this harmony, and I just realize the frequency that I came from. And it's like, the first couple of steps is like I walk through, it's like a energetical car wash.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like I take 10, 20 steps and then it's like, and it's gone. And then I'm here again. That's very cool.
Well, I like, you know, if I'm going to go out, I like to just go to Doi Saket and back. Going all the way to the city in Chiang Mai, that's a big shift.
Yeah, it's a huge shift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so just staying here, enjoying the energy and the nature, dogs, ducks.
I mean, we came from the city, right? And we haven't been here for that many months, so we still have a lot of healing on a like a limbic system kind of level and nervous system level, and that will take a little bit of time, so just allowing ourselves to really continue. And that is one of my goals for the, well, not goals, intentions for my future, like the next step with my detox. I still feel I have more things to heal, but I will do it more over time. And I feel that a lot of the things that I want to heal now is deeply connected to my nervous system and the limbic system, and allowing the amygdala to really calm down. And to because I've noticed in meditation lately, and when I'm calming down, when I'm sinking lower and deeper into the meditation, there's like I hit something that is a little bit electric, that it's like not really allowing me to calm down all the way. So I'm realizing that is, it's like a result of my previous lifestyle, and I can really see it now, and I can feel it. So really continuing to connect to the energy of the farm, and really, I mean, it's just so lush and green here, and it's just, there's really the magical energy to kind of just breathe in that, and continue to work with my breath work and meditation and all the classes we're doing here, and everything's just to really allow the system to calm down even further, so I can connect to the magic.
Yeah, I think just because the 40 days is over doesn't mean that anything else is really over.
No. Yeah, that is one of my biggest teachings for this time, is that we're choosing this lifestyle, and I have no intention of, ooh, I need to eat this now and I need to eat that now because I can or because I deserve it.
Yeah.
And I really, really want to continue to build on the benefits that I have had this time around. So my new protocol will be, I will eat more definitely, but I will still continue to do the dry fast intermittent. I will continue to drink juice. So my first meal of the day is juice, and then I fast until lunch.
Yeah.
And then I will eat mostly fruits and a little bit of salad and some steamed vegetables, maybe. But I will do that to keep on grounding. I don't need to spiral up so much anymore. To eat a little bit of the steamed, to just keep, to ground, to be closer to earth, to like really close into the farm.
Yeah, and for me, I'm got 6 months of mono fruit, and also juice fasting.
Yeah,
so like 20 days of fruit and 10 days of juice for 6 months.
Yeah,
and then I also have now the Dr. Moore's tinctures.
Yes.
So I will start that soon.
Yeah, you will start all of that in. Yeah, you will do a juice. When do you start your juice?
I'll do 10 days of juice on Wednesday, starting Wednesday.
Yep. And then you have a little bit of a holiday, and then you come back.
Yeah, I am going to go to Pai and probably be off a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when I come back, it'll be a full 6 months.
Yep. I'll be right here. on my protocol.
Yeah.
No, but I'm also shifting. I'm trying to shift my. So I have a really huge hang up on the food thing, and oh, I can't eat this and that because then my body feels terrible, and I feel bad, and all this water retention, and I just have like a loop that I've been going through, like being so disappointed that why can't everyone else do like this and I can't, and I did like, oh, I've been very deep in that kind of self-talk. And then I just shifted and just felt like if I switch the I can't kind of talk to this is what I choose because it's what I feel that makes me feel good, then the whole frequency changed, I felt. And I'm really observing when I start to feel sorry for myself because I can't eat this or that, or, you know, like the self-pity. I observe that instead of the fact that I'm not eating rice or Burmese TV salad or what it is that I really want.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is the next step for me, to really observe that, and also observe what's happening now when I start to eat more and see what happens. If I will start to crave things, will I go into like a massive hunger, like really like paying attention and being very mindful and going slow.
Yeah.
And not jumping from just fruits into something massively cooked, or like staying away from oil and salt. Like oil and salt is like a parasite kick up.
Just going to restart it over again.
Yes. And because I noticed in my bowels when I was just cleaning out the bowels so heavily during this fast that there's a lot of sulfur in it. And where there's sulfur, there is candida and parasites. They just love that. And the bowels, it has so many small parts, and there's so many places where things can hide, and it takes time to go through that. So I'm not in any way believe that I'm magically healed and that I can go back to do whatever.
And well, you can't go back because then it would be starting over again.
Yes, and I'm done with that. So I really don't want to do that.
I think it's more aligned that this is a lifestyle that we choose to have, because it not only heals the past, but it keeps us healthy going forward.
Yeah, I read a post today on Instagram by a guy called Sinclair. He does a lot of detox, and he wrote the summary of like an arrow that is straight, and like, oh, how we wish healing could be, and then there's this, this is how it really is, which is a classic, right? Yeah. But then he listed like 8 things that you will go through during the detox, and it's like.
Journey.
On the journey, and that is like really realizing how attached we are to food and just eating cooked food in general, just in social stuff, in emotional stuff, for safety, and it's like how deeply ingrained we are with that. And and also there was one point that was like, you get what you need, not what you want. And I just feel like that hits home for me with the food, because that's, I just feel that this, that is something that I will just have to figure out, because otherwise I would go through this loop, and I don't want that to be never ending.
Yeah, it was a big food week for us Americans this last week with Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving is usually like this massive feast. I mean, there's like days worth of food on the table at one time.
Yeah.
And John Stearns had a post about candida, and he said the difference between hunger and craving is a psychological difference. That the craving is a mental, emotional connection to the food, and hunger is just, you know, your body needs nourishment.
Yeah,
just a regular normal thing that happens. Yeah. But if you're craving a specific thing like gravy and turkey, and that, you know, then it's an emotional, psychological connection to that cultural experience or to that safety or the comfort. You know, so there's something in there that makes you want that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm gonna pay very, very close attention to now when I'm starting to eat more, especially when it comes to adding in the vegetables and the steam stuff.
Yeah.
Because then,
Yeah, comfort food's a real thing. It's a very, very, you know, cultural thing where we're taught to believe that it's normal. Where and you know, eat more, and you can console somebody when they're hurt or when there's a death. You know, you bring food. Like, food is just such a huge thing in our culture.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that everyone needs to do the same thing that we're doing. I'm just saying that this is what I need to do because I don't feel good in my body. I don't feel good. I'm not feeling as good as I know that I can. And the food is the one thing that goes, that takes me from, like, where am I here? That goes from here to here.
Yeah.
It just shifts, like, massively.
Right.
I go from feeling uncomfortable in my body. It affects my mood. I start to feel bad. It's like I don't like life. I don't love life. No, it's real. Yeah. And then when I flip over to the other side, I feel like I'm supposed to be here. I feel like everything flows easily. It's the thing that I remove is the food that doesn't make me feel good.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give that up.
Right.
That is the thing. I don't want to give it up. But I'm choosing to have this life experience as a positive one instead.
Yes.
And I'm coming to terms and working through. And I'm not saying that I will never eat. It's not that.
No, but it's about noticing the attachment you have and noticing where it's coming from.
Yes, and that my body doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
That I don't feel good, and I don't want to feel bad anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for me, like as a former addict, I have to look at how food is also an addiction for me, and what that means, and you know how to recognize whenever that feeling is coming.
Yeah.
So I think part of the reason why I like to have the surprise fruit is because then I'm not trying to control it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be involved in it.
Yeah.
It's just there, and I enjoy it when it comes, and that really helps me in my journey.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I also used drugs and alcohol. I mean, I never said that I was an addict, but I mean, I realized that I was. Mm. And then I shifted it. I mean, and my relationship to food was already huge back then. I mean, it started very early.
Yeah.
And then I switched it. Then I started to sober up and I switched it. And I just switched it to work instead. And
you replaced them.
Yeah, I replaced them. Mm-hmm. And then now when I'm removing all of these things, the only thing that is like the only thing. So the stress I already talked about that I'm working on. But the other thing is the food.
Yeah.
And that's
well. I mean, if you take it all away, what's left is your unresolved trauma.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to work on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what this journey for me has been about.
Yeah.
Unraveling some unresolved trauma, and I've had some big shifts.
Yeah.
This last 40 days about that.
Yeah. Huge. Yeah. Yeah, you're not very angry anymore.
I'm not very angry anymore. Well, yeah, it started with me shaving my mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like me forcing you to shave.
Forcing me.
I didn't force you.
Hold the razor to my.
No, like, I didn't. I was just.
You suggested it.
Yeah, I suggested
a few times.
I said, just do it and see how it feels because it feels like you're attached to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that just helped to ease it up a little bit. It helped to just, you know, like grease the wheels a bit for the rest of the fasting and the fruit.
Yeah. No, it's just interesting to see, to remove things that we are very attached to and see what happens. That's where it's like you have this attachment and you remove it and you lift the lid and there's a treasure there because you see like, oh, look at what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, yeah, that's exactly what you say. That's the whole point of us being here. Like me and Simba, why we are having this place, why we live here, and because we're creating a lifestyle that is going to heal us physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And just keep unraveling things as we go.
I worked on some childhood trauma that had been really carried my whole life through anger.
Yeah.
And I was able to shift that anger and realize that under that anger there was sadness and grief, and I'm still, you know, kind of dealing with that. But it's transitioned there, transformed, it's shifted.
Yeah, because you lift a stone and then you see what's there, and you go through that and you see what's there, and after a while you've come so far that there's nothing there, and then you are free, and then there's nothing, then it's just peace.
Yeah,
that's the point.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. The saga continues. So,
speaking of continuation,
yes, are we continuing to have our lives after these 40 days?
Yeah, like I said, the juice isn't just the end.
The juice is not the end.
Yeah. So maybe
this
we
is not the end.
Maybe we can continue the live.
Yeah.
And just have a different topic or something.
No, we continue our healing journey.
Yeah, just we can talk about the healing process.
Yes,
talk
yes.
about the.
Yep.
Session, talk about
yeah
breath work, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. So we'll see you next week again. Monday, 2:30-ish.
Thailand time.
Farm time.
Farm time.
2:30-ish Bangkok farm time. If you have topics that you want us to bring up, if you have questions that you want us to answer, please reach out and we will be happy to give you our point of view on any healing topic.
Sounds good. Cheers.
Ciao.